The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The advice and opinions expressed by the host of Autism Live and her guests are meant solely as suggestion and should not be in any way construed as child-specific advice. Any choices you make in determining your child's treatment are completely at your own discretion.
Good morning and welcome to Autism Live. I'm Shannon Penrod. And one of the things that we learn here, good morning, Michael. Good morning, Michelle. So thrilled that you guys are here with us this morning. So one of the things that we've learned, one of the things I've learned in the autism community is that, you know, you plan, you do things, and then it goes how it goes. And you got to roll with it, right? So we're excited to be here with you this Monday morning, the Monday after Thanksgiving. We're live right now with you, and it's part of our Festival of Toys. This is day three of the Festival of Toys. If you've been following along, last Monday we did first the baby and, that's today. First we did preschool and school aged, and then on Wednesday we covered toys that are from our toy guide for the teen, tween, and adult categories, and today we're gonna do baby and caregiver. So let's talk about this just briefly. We separated the toy guide. The toy guide is available right now, live. It's there, the 2022 Autism Live Toy and Gift Guide. It's available to all of you for free on our website. You go to autismnetwork.com. It is not on the Autism Live website. It is only on the Autism Network website. So you go there, and at the top of the first page, it says Toy Guide Winners. If you click on that and hold on that, it will take you to the landing page where you can see all of the age categories. If you see there's a drop-down menu, if you know you want to go right to the baby category, you can. So it's up to you. But what I tell everybody is the best place to start is with the actual age of the individual. I know everybody goes, well, but you know, he's seven, but he's not completely at skill level for 7 year old. But for some things he might be, and other things he may not be. So, but my advice is we took that into consideration. And so if you look at school aged, you're going to see a wide range of skill ranges within that age range. Now, if you don't find something that really flips your switch for the individual child in the category that is their age category, then please look in other categories, because as I've said many times, if you look in the adult category, you will see some things that might also be perfect for a five-year-old. So definitely check out the whole toy guide, but start with the category, the age of the individual, I think is the best advice that I can give you. All of it's available to you right now, as I said, autismnetwork.com. So what we're going to do today is that we're going to be showing you the baby, some of the winners from, we don't have time to show you all the winners in any category, right? But we're going to show you some of the toys from the baby category and some of the toys from the caregiver category, and we hope that you'll enjoy that. I also want to tell you that for those of you who have already signed up for our newsletter in the past, we hadn't been doing the newsletter through the pandemic, but we sent our first newsletter in I don't know how many years. On Thanksgiving morning, we sent that, no, Black Friday morning, we sent it out. So check your inbox if you're on our newsletter list, because in the newsletter were links to the other videos that we've done, and there was a coupon code for the Shishibo that you got money off of the Shishibo if you ordered one. And the Shishibo, I should have put my Shishibo up on the table. I'll get it during this first video. It's one of my favorite toys. And it's addictive, and it's appropriate for every age level, except maybe I wouldn't give it to a baby because they're going to mouth it, and I wouldn't do that because it's too much fun. You don't want them to mouth it. But pretty much every, you know, it's perfect for caregivers and every other age range. So super fun toy, and there was a discount coupon that was just for our subscribers. So if you haven't already subscribed, I really want to urge you to go. When you go to the toy guide, you go to autismnetwork.com. If you're there for like 6 seconds, the thing pops up, and then you just fill that out. If for some reason you've already filled that out and you didn't get the toy guide, please let me know. Or you can write it into the chat, or you can send me an email, Shannon@autism-live.com, because it means that somehow something in your email isn't right. Maybe the .com isn't in the right place. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But we can fix it for you. I want you to get that coupon. And we are going to be sending a December one with more coupons, so I hope that you will all register for the newsletter. We try not to send you useless stuff. You know what I'm saying? Life is too short for that. But I'm very excited. Can you tell I get so Twitter-pated about the toys? You will notice that we're showing a couple of toys today, but they're going to look a little bit different because anything that comes up is black, like here on the book, it's because it's green and we shoot on a green screen. So we did pre-tape these segments, but I'm live in the studio with you right now. So we're going to show the first video, which will be the baby video, where we feature some of the toys that were winners from the baby category. And then we're going to take a break and come back live with you. So if you have any questions or comments, go ahead and put them in, and then we'll come back live and discuss that. Then we're going to show you the caregiver category, and we'll come back live at the end to talk to you about that and tell you what's happening the rest of the week. So take a look at some of the winners from the baby category. I love the baby category. Check it out. Hi. I'm Shannon Penrod, and I'm so excited because I think if you're watching, you know what this means. It is time for the annual Festival of Toys. This is the time when here at Autism Live and the Autism Network, we like to showcase a bunch of the different toys and gifts that are featured in the Autism Live Toy and Gift Guide. It's the 2022 version, and I'm so excited to unveil some of these winners. This is just some of the amazing toys that are featured. And in this video today, I'm going to take you a little tour through some of the toys that are featured in the baby and toddler section. But I want to tell you that you can be watching the other videos to see toys in a different genre, different age group, right? And see all of them. But definitely check out the toy guide. You can go to autismnetwork.com, and at the very top it says toy guide. You can click on it and take a look at all the toys. There should also be a link for each toy that if you're looking for a place to buy it, you might be able to find it in your local store, but if you want to have it shipped to you, you can click on the button. It'll show you where you can order it right then and there. And we are thrilled to provide you guys with that resource because as a mom, I call myself a pony, a parent of a neurodiverse individual who was once a child. And I know how important it is that you get the right toy to, or gift for, you know, when it's for older kids that light up their imagination, help them to feel good about themselves, help them to build skills. It's all important, right? And as a parent, or if you're watching and you're a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle or someone who loves this individual, they matter to you and you want to make sure that you get them a great gift. So we've compiled some of those gifts for you today in lots of different categories. For instance, I'm holding our baby oldie but goodie. For those of you who are a certain age, and I certainly am, this is a sock monkey. And these have been around for, I want to say, a very, very long time because they were, you know, old school when I was a baby. But this brings back so much memories for those of us that are a little bit older. And basically, they don't even make socks like this anymore, I think, unless you're a hunter, right? But women used to take their husband's socks, and instead of throwing them away, they would make these sock monkeys. This is one of the first commercialized toys that was based on a craft. And they're still around. I got to tell you, this brought back such memories for me. They're soft. They're baby safe, and they're a fun thing to have in the nursery, and they're cuddly fabulous. It will, for the grandparents, they'll be like a sock monkey. So just a thrill. These sock monkeys right here are from Sockies, of course, and we want to thank them. They're also done by Plushland. So this is our oldie but goodie award in the baby section. And we've got a lot of different toys in the baby section, but, you know, why bury the headline? Let's get right to the top toy in the baby section. And this one is from VTech. And there's so many things that I love about this toy, but one of the things that's amazing, it's called the Touch and Explore Activity Table. And it's one of those toys that's convertible so that when you have a baby and the baby is doing tummy time, you can lay this on the floor and you can do tummy time with it. But later on, when the child is a little bit older, you know, they can be sitting up and doing it. There's pictures here that display all that because VTech, they know what they're doing when they package, right? But then eventually it has legs that come with it and it can become their first little table. So this is one of those toys that's going to graduate up with them. I love the value of that because it's not, you know, so often the baby toys, you go through the baby toy and then it's time for the next developmental stage, right? This is one that's going to transition with them. But I also love the variety here of different sensory experiences and different things to learn. We can learn colors. We can play music. We have different textures that we can do. There's different animals that on here. There is so much to do. A child is never going to get bored. And you'll start to see as a parent what they're really drawn to. And if there's something that the child doesn't particularly love, like I love these little they're little jumper rings that, you know, you can put on the different numbers. I'm not going to turn it on and have it make all the noises, but it does make noises and it talks to you and does different things. But we have the shapes, we've got the colors, as I said, the animals. Super duper fun. It's hours of fun. I think most adults would enjoy playing with this, right? But babies and toddlers will have a great time with this too. It's VTech. You know that they do it right. I just absolutely love this. Says 90 different songs, melodies, sounds, and phrases. You're exploring 6 different play zones. You're exploring lights, sounds, and textures. You're working on fine motor, certainly, which is all those hand skills, right? But there's some hand-eye coordination here. And just love it. So many things to be done with this. It's remarkable. And it is for ages 6 to 36 months. So maybe a little too much sensory for a newborn, but by 6 months, this is a great, great toy for anybody to have. I also want to say, too, that for those of you who might be watching this video and thinking to yourself, now, are there babies that are diagnosed with autism? No, that would be very unusual for a baby to be diagnosed. But many of you might be watching this program who have an older child who's on the spectrum, and now you've had a baby, and there is some concern, right? That you're going to be watching your baby to see if they're making their developmental milestones and getting them help if they don't. I really want to put your minds at ease and say that there have been so many parents who have had the experience where they've had one child and the second one was not on the spectrum, right? And then other parents have experienced that they start to see some of the signs that they saw with their first child. And what's remarkable and amazing, because we know that early intensive behavioral intervention is the key, kind of getting ahead of the loss of skills. So if you start to see signs, some of these toys are ideal to work on some of the skills that your child is trying to make that milestone. So that's the other thing behind these baby toys that I really love. Now, I love this one. This is also from VTech. It's a VTech baby. And this year we started a new category of winners that is the kids' choice. What did kids think would be a good gift for someone, a baby brother or sister? And we sort of loved that this is the one that they picked. It is called the 3-in-1 Snuggle and Cuddle Lovey. And I love that it's called a lovey. So remarkable that it's got these Velcro little loops so that you can attach it to things, or it's got this teething ring that comes with it that you can attach to either one of the loops, and so that you've got a teething ring that goes with it. But it makes little noises. I don't know if you can. And now I'm going to have to compete with it, and there's no competing with a toy. But what's fun about this, it's called the 3-in-1 because it can wrap all up and be a really tiny little toy that they can take with them in a very small space. It is so soft. Everyone will want to pet this. It is absolutely adorable. And they can use it as the teething ring. So it's the perfect thing to take in the stroller with you so that it keeps them occupied and happy, and it's going to be a sensory-friendly thing for them. But also a great thing to put in the diaper bag or in the suitcase to take with you. So we super love that siblings want to give this to their baby brothers or sisters. Again, it's by VTech, and the age range on this, I believe, is newborn. But I'm not swearing to that. I'm looking for, I think it's newborn. I don't see it on here. But I think that that's what it is. So we super love this, and it's so soft. You just can't even, you know, anybody would want to touch this. Really, really super soft. We have some winners that came to us from Discovery Toys. I don't know if you're aware of Discovery Toys. This is the Parents' Choice Award, and I love this. It's Baby Barbells Rattle Set from Discovery Toys. And again, it's the Parents' Choice because it's lightweight, easy to take, so much fun, so tactile, so many different colors. You know, it's safe to be chewed on, make some noise. They can be doing lots of fun, functional things with it. And because it's light, I don't know about the rest of you, but we heard from a lot of parents that you want to be able to take toys in the diaper bag that are going to keep them occupied and give them that sensory input that they're looking for. But you just, oh, sorry, Trayvon. But you just don't want to weigh down your diaper bag to the point where you just can't carry the thing. I'm not good with my camera angles here. There we go. But super cute. We love the colors. We love the fact that they rattle. Those are from Discovery Toys, part of their learning pathways that we super, super love. Going to work on lots of different things with that. Colors, motor skills, all different kinds of things. And another winner in this category that came from Discovery Toys, same kind of thing, but with a different twist to it. This is called the Twisty Clicks, and this is for, I would say, this is going to grow with them as well, because you notice, first of all, they can rattle it, they can chew on it, they can do, but there is this very satisfying thing. I'm going to tell you that throughout the toy guide, you're going to see toys that you're going to go, okay, I can see this for a child that is significantly older, too. Like, I can think of some adults who would super find this satisfying to just be able to twist and click. I guarantee you that if I were to put this on my desk, everybody would be coming in and playing with this. We love the little balls that shake in it, too. Again, this is Discovery Toys, and this is our sensory baby toy winner because that sensory input of the click, I don't know, it's so satisfying. But stop and think about this for a second, that while they're turning this is one of the many OT skills that we talk about later on, the push, the pull, the twist. This is a motion that they're going to need to make before they're going to be able to open a water bottle, right? So super fun. And all of the different links turn around. It's just that the end ones are the ones that make the click sound. So you could wrap this around the handle of a diaper bag and take it with you, and it's lovely. So that's Discovery Toys. I super love the stuff that they do. Okay, let's take a look at another a leapfrog toy here that I super love. Now, we added another category this year that is the video game, and we got some pushback on that. People are like, why would you want to do a video game for a baby? Well, I don't want to do a video game for a baby, but I want to do, we counted video and electronic toys that we felt were educational and that would help the individual to be able to do more of what we want them to be doing during this phase of time. So this counts as a video game in my world. So it's not, though. It's an electronic toy. One of the things that I love about LeapFrog is that when you turn it on, there are two different volume settings, which is very mindful of a parent's sensory issues as well as a kiddo's sensory issues. So it's singing. Now I'm competing with it. But I love this because it's called 100 Things to Do. And just like we don't want our kids to just be playing video games endlessly, this, all they need to do is push the buttons, and it talks about the things to do, or it makes the sounds, depending on which setting you have it. And it's speaking to me in Spanish. So we super love all the input that this is going to give the child. They can choose between English and Spanish. They can choose, do they want the sounds? Do they want the music? Do they want the words? And it's just page after page in here. And what we're working on is learning that if I touch the thing, it changes what my sensory input is. This is so great for little hands that are discovering. Super duper fun. I'm going to turn it off, because I can't compete with it, right? But they're all different kinds of setting. I had it on the Espanol. You can put it on English. They have different categories on the tabs here. This is a great toy to play with your child with, but it's also one of those toys so much of our lives right now. We're on the go, and we have to forgive ourselves for that. And especially if you have an older kiddo who is on the spectrum and you're having to get in the car and put all the kiddos in the car to go to speech or OT or to go have ABA therapy, you don't want your baby just sitting there staring off into space, right? And these kinds of toys are ideal because they're going to learn lots. It's so educational. It's so fun. It's so reinforcing. They're learning those fine motor skills, hand-eye coordination, and learning English and Spanish and words. It's full immersion, and it's fun. Everybody that every adult and everybody has played with that and had a good time. For every age category, we like to have a book that we recommend. Because, you know, a lot of people do that thing where you get a book, you get a toy, and you get an article of clothing. So we want to have a good book for every age range. And for the baby, and this is a VTech baby toy, this is 3 months and up. You know, as I said, VTech, what can you say? They're so awesome. So it does have the volume adjust where you can put it on very light or you can put it on louder if you need to. But this is a soft book. So it's totally soft and a fabric book, but as you turn the pages, there are 3D elements that little fingers just want to play with, and there is an interactive element where the book talks to them and tells them when to turn the page. I don't know if you can see that on this page there's a mirror, and it asks questions like, where is the turtle? I love this because this is how we teach the parents how to read to your child by doing interactive. And this sort of sets the stage for that. So it's a wonderful thing to take in the car. Just remarkable. And I love all the little animals in it and all the little elements. I love that there are crinkly sensory elements on the different things. Absolutely lovely. This is Turtle's Busy Day. It is the Turtle's Busy Day soft book from VTech. Again, for 3 months and up. What a wonderful gift if you've got a new baby in your life and you want to get them something really spectacular. Okay, we've got another Discovery Toys item here. This is our motor winner for this year for the baby toddler section. So there are 3 little soft balls that are in there that are these tactile balls. They each have different designs on them that little fingers want to touch. And so this is the turtle, and he has like a turtle shell on him. And I think this is the octopus. Is that right? It's the sea urchin, excuse me. And he has little nubbins on him. Little hands want to touch and play and roll with these. And then, of course, we have the hedgehog, which has lots of smaller nubbins on it. Now, here's the fun thing about these. They rattle. I don't know if you can hear that. But they have a little face on each one of them. And you can pop the face off, and there is a ball inside, right? The little fingers want to touch the ball as well. I'm at the wrong camera. And then you can very easily, and there is a way to do this, and I did it very easily before. Let's see if I can do it again, that you pop the face back on. You could even interchange the faces. But that's a skill that's going to happen later on where you'll want to take the faces off of it. But in the beginning, they're super fun because they're a little off balance. So you can roll them and they're going to do interesting shapes and the kiddos will want to play with them. I've talked about this before on the show that we have learned now that there's a whole set of skills that it's almost like there's a through line through that. If you have an older kiddo who's having trouble riding a bike and they're having trouble with handwriting and they're having trouble with, there's a whole host of, like maybe they're a little clumsy and they bump into furniture and stuff. We can dial back and see that the first earliest skill that is the predictor of these things, that if we spent a little bit more time on, our kids would fly through those other skills faster, is catching a ball. And we really want to start that with rolling balls. And these are super fun because little hands can grab them, will want to grab them. They're really soft and hands-on. So we love these. So that is why they are the motor winner for this year. And again, that's from Discovery Toys. If you're not familiar with Discovery Toys, definitely, you know, you'll see them throughout the toy guide because we super love them. And I always encourage people, if you like things in the Discovery Toy catalog, It's the kind of thing where you have a party. And I encourage you to have a party because then you get big savings on the toys. And who doesn't like savings, right? So, and they don't pay me to say that. So they should. They should pay me to say that, but they don't. Okay, so this little guy, I don't know if you can see. He's super soft and plush. He's called a Celestial Buddy. And what he is he's a very soft little toy. Now, walk with me on this because this was our winner of our employment, building employment skills toy for our babies and toddlers, because how do we start to talk about, you know, who do you want to be when you grow up? Well, lots of different ways with lots of different interests. And I think we start with plush toys. This little guy, what's really unique about him, and again, they're called Celestial Buddies, and there are other ones. There's Saturn and Jupiter and the planets, right? Super duper soft, great thing to have. And again, I love that it's fact that it's a ball, but it's got hands and feet because he's a buddy, right? But the really remarkable thing about this little guy is that this toy, not this one, but the general toy, has visited the International Space Station. So we can start to talk about Earth and point out the different continents on it because it's pretty accurate, right? We can talk about our planet and be loving our planet, right? But then eventually we can talk about the fact that this toy has visited space, which I love, right? And we can talk about astronauts and have that be super duper fun. And maybe you add the other planets as you go. So I love, 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 love this as a toy where we begin to talk about who do you want to be when you grow up? Do you want to be an astronaut or do you want to be a doctor or, you know, all the many things that you can talk about. But this is a toy that is fun to have around and very comforting, very tactile. Love the little Celestial Buddy. Who's been to the International Space Station? I might have to send one of those to Dr. Temple Grandin because she would love that about it. Okay, this baby. I love this little baby. This is a Miniland doll. And one of the things about these dolls is that, and why I love it as a baby toy, and this was the winner of our therapist award, therapist recommended award, because they're not the like squishy dolls, right? Which makes them safer to be, for instance, you know, in a play area with a child, so we don't have to worry, right? There's nothing to choke on. But these dolls are ethnically diverse. They come in different colors, in different races. And we love the idea of having dolls that look like the children. I think that that's really remarkable, but they are also anatomically correct. Now, I am not going to take the diaper off of this baby to show you, but this is a little baby boy, and they are anatomically correct. And I know for some people, you're going to be like, what? But when we especially are wanting to talk to children about their bodies, it's always a little disconcerting when we have dolls that don't look like they look. So this is a really lovely doll that will grow with a child. And what I love is that Miniland also has clothes. And while they are distinctly boys or girls, the clothes are all very sort of gender neutral, which I love. We're not in the blue and the pink, right? There's a lot of greens and yellows. And when you buy the clothes, they're designed to help the child to learn how we get dressed. And in the beginning, of course, with a little baby, you will model it, right? When you give this to a baby, it's going to come with its clothes on, but it will grow with them and they can later on help to dress and undress the baby and change the baby's diaper and do all of those things. And we can begin to model body parts and talk about where are the fingers. And everything is very anatomically correct. We have all the fingers and they're very distinct, right? The toes are there. A really cute love baby doll. And we love that they come very ethnically diverse because there's nothing worse than giving a child a toy that they're like, why don't they ever look like me, right? So this is an opportunity for us to have the baby doll look like the child. Absolutely love it. That's Miniland, and you can find them in our toy guide. I love this little sweater, so cute. Really remarkable, Miniland. Wait till you see some of the other things that we have for the toddlers from Miniland. I love this guy. This is a Cuddlekins Red Fox. And this is the winner for our baby category of the social category. Because as we start to work on social skills, We want for our children to be interacting with us and with other people and other things. So this is a great opportunity because it's super duper soft. And we want to, when we're working on social skills with a baby, we want to have it be something that's sensory friendly that can help us to work on joint attention, because that's one of the building blocks of social skills. So a good plushie, and this one is very ecologically sound. It comes from Wild Republic. They make great toys that are about preserving the environment and earth-friendly. They're 100% made from 100% recycled water bottles. You can't get more eco-friendly than that, right? But what's amazing is what we want to do is be, when we're spending time with a child, we want to practice with us looking at the thing and go, oh, it's a fox, right? And so my attention very, in a big way, goes, oh, it's a fox, right? And we look to see, does the baby look at my face and then look at the fox? Because what we want to build is that triangle of attention. And it's really easy to do it with a plushie toy, because I can practice here with this baby. I can be sitting here and I can go, oh, look, it's a fox, right? And see if they look. And if I'm not getting their attention, I can go boop, 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 boop. And, oh, it's being covered by the badge. Sorry. So I can go boop, 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 boop. Oh, it's a fox. And the fox says hello. And then the baby wants, and I can put it closer so the baby can touch the fox. And I go, oh, do you like the fox? And then I put the fox close to my face. And I'm building that triangle of attention between the fox, me, and the baby. That is one of the building blocks of social skills, that joint attention triangle. Really good to do it with a plushie, and we love this one because Wild Republic, they're doing it ecologically, keeping it so that, we're doing it right. And I love his tail too. His tail's got a little bit of weight to it. Super duper duper. I think that is all that I had for the baby toys. I've got so many toys for so many other categories, but there are more toys in the guide for baby toys. Check them out, see what you like, and then click on the button where it says you can purchase it right there. We don't get any money from that, but we try to do that so that you guys can get the toys as easy as possible. I hope you liked some of our selections. And if you're seeing other things on our set here that you're going, well, I want to know more about that, it's because it's in a different category, age range. And one of the things that I recommend when you're looking at the guide is start with the age range of the child or the individual that you want to find a gift for, but then look at all the other categories, because you'll find some really amazing things in the other categories that might be right for the individual that you love. So check out the other videos, and happy holidays to all of you from Autism Live and the Autism Network. Welcome back live. So that, if you're just tuning in, that was some of our winners from our baby category from our Autism Live Toy and Gift Guide 2022, which is available to you on autismnetwork.com. In just a second, we're going to see some of the winners from the caregiver category. And I'm very excited about that. I'm saying hello again to Michael from Philadelphia. I'm a little obsessed with Philadelphia right now. You know, we thought we were moving to Philadelphia because my son got accepted to Drexel, and we were very excited about that. And then in the pandemic, he watched more television than anything else, and he decided he wanted to be a television writer, so we did not go to Drexel. And he's here in LA in a screenwriting program that's great. So, you know, but I'd gotten a little obsessed with Philadelphia, and I was watching that show, it's such a good show, but it was set in the suburbs around Philadelphia. And now I'm watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So, you know, I'm all about Philadelphia right now. Anyway, we're saying hello to Michelle as well. Jana is joining us from Latvia and identifying as a person on the spectrum. And Jana, we know who you are. We love your paintings. Oh my gosh, Jana, your paintings. I love them so much. Another thing I'm obsessed with. We haven't seen you in a while, so I'm so glad that you're here. And then Johanny, who's also in Philadelphia, look at that. So I thought you were going to be my realtor in Philadelphia, but that didn't happen. And Nicholas. So I guess we're talking mainly to Philadelphia today. That's okay, because we love Philadelphia. So we're going to talk next about the caregiver categories, and you guys can be writing in, because remember, I'm going to come back in at the very end. And so for the caregivers, as I said, some of them are toys that are just for us because we would like them. Hey, you're never too old to play with toys. This is my philosophy of things. But also there are some of these things that the intention is that you play with your child or adult child on the spectrum so that you have that connection. Nicholas, I did not see your email. Did you send an email to me? I'm going to look during this break, Nicholas, to see if I got an email from you because I don't recall getting an email from you. But I will look and I will see. Perhaps it has gone to my spam folder. We'll take a look and see. But in any case, so take a look at some of the games and toys and gifts that are in the caregiver. We didn't cover all of them by any stretch of the imagination, so I really encourage you to check out what's in the caregiver guide and that you tell people that are looking for something for you, tell them if there's something that you liked on the guide. Look, there's a Visa gift card in the guide because everybody can use a Visa gift card, right? So take a look, and I'm going to be here when we come back. This is some of the winners from the caregiver category. Hi, I'm Shannon Penrod from Autism Live and the Autism Network. Welcome back to the Festival of Toys. We are going to look right now at a set of toys and gifts, just some of what is available in our Autism Live Toy and Gift Guide 2022. You know, each one of the categories that we have has a plethora of different award winners, right? We already went through the baby and toddler category. We went through the preschool category. We went through the school age. We went through the teen and tween category, the adult category. And now we're going to talk about the caregivers. And within the caregiver, we have really two different types of award winners. Some of the toys are to be just solely for the caregiver to take a break for themselves. You know, you'll see if you look at the guide that there's things like the Calm app in there. And what I'm going to focus on today are award winners that I think are things to spark conversation and connection with our kiddos, whatever age they are. So we have a wide range of things here, but these are games that we hope that you will want to play with your kiddo, that maybe bridge the gap because they're extra fun and they'll be fun for both you and your kiddo. And when I say kiddo, because those of us who have children on the spectrum, they get older. And there's no good word to call what your children are when they're older. Because children doesn't seem to fit anymore. So you might have adult children on the spectrum. They're not children anymore, but they're your children. I know, it's a whole other Oprah, right? But we're featuring gifts that our judges felt were things that you could do with the people that you love on the spectrum and maybe be able to find that spark, that connection, to be able to communicate in all the ways that there are to communicate. So the one I'm holding right here in my hands was our best puzzle winner. And I think, you know, this is one of those traditional flat puzzles because we had 3D puzzles in some of the other categories. But what I super love about them, about this, is that it's the Alex Krugli Beatlemania. So it's really colorful, this artist. I think, you know, it's going to be a really fun puzzle to put together. And then it comes with a poster included as well so that you can commemorate the time that you spent together. I think that there's nothing better to spark connection than a good puzzle because you can be working on it and all kinds of other things come up. You can go away, you can come back to the table and find that connection. This was always something that was in my house during the holiday time. My mother would start a puzzle on the dining room table. And it would be, back in the day, eventually she had a puzzle keeper, but it would be on a piece of fabric so that we could move it to another table so that we could have dinner and things like that. But it was the place that we would all come and sit generation upon generation. So I'd be sitting there with my great-grandmother and with my grandnieces, right? And we'd be putting together a puzzle because it's a great conversation starter. And this is also true for individuals who are on the spectrum. Sometimes they're super good at the puzzle. And it sparks the conversation. And you can say, how did you do that? How did you pick up that piece and know that that piece was going to work above all? So this is a really good, fun puzzle. It's really well made to not your average puzzle. So a little bit of a collector's item right there. And this is coming to us from Goliath Games. Really super love that. Now, we have a STEM award winner in this category. And again, this is meant to be something to play with your kids of different ages. Now, this is rated from 3 to 99. So if you have anything other than very small children, this is a perfect thing to play with your kids. It's the Magna Tiles Builder Set. So it's got 32 different magnetic pieces that go together that are in different geometric shapes. You can be working on colors, you can be working on shapes, or you can just have fun with this and play with the toys and build it in lots of different ways. I really love it. It's great imagination play. They show you here that you could put together a whole little scene where there's a road, but you can put this together in millions of different ways. We really like this kit. It's a good size kit. As I said, 32 different pieces for ages 3 to 99. I guarantee you as a parent, you won't be bored putting this together. And here's the plus. When you step on these later on in life, because sometimes a toy gets left out and you step on it, it's not the pain that maybe some of the other building toys, because you know if you've ever stepped on one of those other ones, the pain is right up to the top of your head. You don't want that. So love that from Magna Tiles. Let's take a look here. Oh, you know what? Our caregivers and our judging panel went nuts over this. And we could have given this a lot of different awards, but we gave this the Arts and Craft Award for the Caregiver Division, even though it says right on it, it's a STEAM toy. So what this is an amazing craft builder where you're taking a pixel-sized brick and you're fitting them together, and you can put them together with the other bricks, the ones that are hard to step on, right? To make 1,018,000 different shapes and things. Let me tell you, you put this on the table, and this you want to make sure that your children aren't a choking hazard. They rate it ages 6 and up, but they should not be a choking hazard. And you can put together so many different things. It comes with a baseboard so that you can make shapes on the baseboard. We love this. By the way, while you're working on this, you will be working on fine motor skills. You'll be working on design and layout and spatial understanding and colors and all these different things. What a fun, fun box of fun. Absolutely love this. And that comes to us from Pick Bricks. It's Pixel Puzzle Bricks. The possibilities of what you could do with this are absolutely endless. We had a group of moms who were like, oh, I could play that forever and ever and never stop. This is another one that was a really popular one. This is an oldie but a goodie. And this is Mastermind. If you've never played Mastermind, this is a really fun game. If you are wanting to spend time with your loved one who is on the spectrum and maybe you're working on perspective taking, this is a really fun game to play because somebody gets to be the person who makes the key. So you take five little colored things. It's kind of like Wordle in a way, but with colors. So it's shielded and you put five colors in the little pegs, and then you have a shield that you cover it, and now the other person has multiple turns to guess, and you're going to tell them, all right, you got two right, but they're in the wrong space, or you have two right, one is in the right space. So they have a certain number of turns before, I think it's like 9 or 10 turns, before they have to be able to guess accurately what it was. I used to play this with my dad all the time. What memories this brings back. So that's why it's our oldie but a goodie. It is good for coding and for building code, but it's great for relaxation and thinking about, okay, you know, what would mom think about this? And what is mom seeing and hearing? Because I know what the solution is, but she doesn't. Why did she put what she put? I absolutely love this game. So Mastermind, a fave to play with my dad. And that was the winner of our oldie but goodie. But then for our game award, this is also kind of an oldie but a goodie, Triominoes. And this is dominoes, but they, instead of having two opportunities to match, you got three because it's a triangle. I love dominoes, and this just adds an element to it that's a little bit harder. It's ages 7 to adult, and you can play 2 to 4 players. And we clever box, and it's just a little bit more flexible thinking about how can I put these together so that I can get rid of all of my tiles. And this is the deluxe version. So we love it, love, love, love. Then from Gridley Games, we have Oversight. Ooh, this is exciting because it's like tic-tac-toe, but amazing because you can shift, once you put things down, you can shift them so you can strategically put yourself in a better position. And that is why it is the Social Skills Builder Award for us. It's a little bit harder game. So if you've got kids who are very logical, this is for ages 7 and up, but it's not linear thinking, and that's one of the reasons why we loved it so much. Because kids get bored, right? And if you want something a little bit different, this is really exciting. Again, that's from Gridley Games, and it won our Social Skills Builder. We've been talking about Aaron's Thinking Putty. So this is Aaron's Intergalactic. Our caregivers absolutely loved this. It's like a universe, a nebula, and everything swirled into it. It's fun colors, fun to play with your kiddos and stretching it. If you've got a kiddo who's stressed, this is for ages 3 and up. You can sit down and play with the putty with them. It's relaxing for you. You can model the behavior for them. Really love this. And we love this one because it's triple color changing so that it changes with the heat of your hand, different colors that it will become, which keeps it being something to focus on if we're trying to de-escalate a situation. It can really help to calm things down. This is our motor play winner because there is, you know, when you're doing this and squishing this with your hand, you're working on those fine motor skills, but in a way, because there's so much of the squish and pull to it, you're also working on some of the gross motor skills that work on turning, and pulling and pushing as well. But it's really, really cool. It's fun colors and glitter. Love that for our motor skills winner. Then for our boredom buster, we have this Power Up 4.0. What this is a smartphone-controlled paper airplane kit. So you put it together, and then you have it take off with your smartphone and let that puppy fly. It says it's crash-proof carbon fiber body. It auto-stabilizes for flying in windy conditions. And we had it tootling around the studio earlier today. So really fun, you know, when you need that thing where maybe something, a plan that you had was canceled, and your kiddo is like, now I don't get to do the thing. This is one of those fun things you can pull out of the closet and say, hey, I've got an idea. Why don't we put together this airplane and fly it? And then suddenly you're into communicating, connection, and doing something where they're actually going to learn a little bit about physics. So love it. It's called the Power Up 4.0. I love it. Now for our kids' choice in this category, when we ask kids, what do you think caregivers should get? They said this wonderful, from Endless Games, Wheel of Fortune card game that they've seen us play Wheel of Fortune, and they think that that would be something that would be fun for us. And it is, because it's a stress reliever, but we can play it with them, and it helps them to be able to guess words. If you think about it, this really is Wordle, right? So they're guessing words from different categories with not having to set up a huge big thing. It's just cards, so we love that from Endless Games. Okay, and then the last one in this category that we're going to show, but definitely check out the toy guide, because I'm not featuring the ones that are just for us, right? I want you to check out the toy guide for that. But this is a little bit of a crossover, but your kids will want to play it too. So this is a Mosey. And, you know, this is the box that it comes in, and you go, okay, I don't really know what a Mosey is. But this is one that I can't just talk about. I got to show you. Take a look. And it does that instantly. And I can do all kinds of things with it. And they were in here the other day playing games with this where one mom was taking it and then she was making it go like this on her arms. And then she was having her child hold her hand and they were doing this back and forth. And the quote that the mom said was, oh, I need this in my life. It is very sensory pleasing. It is exciting, and it can do all kinds of things. And the thing about it is when you're done, you just put it back. It's like a magic trick, and it becomes the thing again. And then kids love when it just snaps, too. I sort of love that, too. But we loved watching this on the arms, too. It was a good time. It feels good, you guys. It's just, I don't know, it's hard to describe. But this is a mosey, and this is from our friends over at Fun and Motion. They're the same ones that do the Shishibo. You know, come on, these are good things. This is an amazing stocking stuffer and a great way to connect with your kiddos. Sometimes you guys write in and say, I don't know how to get my kiddos' attention. Ooh, mosey, but it's also fun for you as well. And many more things that you can discover to do. You can add on to it and have more than one. Mosey, it says from ring to zing. Ain't that the truth? So amazing. So these are just some of, this is our sensory toy winner, by the way. These are just some of the amazing items featured in the caregiver category, but we also have some that are about self-care, about self-awareness, about de-stressing. So I hope that you'll check out the whole category, as I hope you will check out all of the categories in the toy guide. We spent a great deal of time and had people come and play with toys. It was a hardship, you guys. It was so hard. I'm kidding. It was the most fun. Check it out. Go to autismnetwork.com. Check out the toy guide. If you find a gift or a toy that you would really like to give someone, we, in past years, you guys asked us, and we started doing it where we put a button underneath the toy that links you to a place where you can purchase it directly. Please know that we don't get a kickback at all from that, but we just wanted to make it easy for you guys to shop for the people that you care about the most in the world. So we hope that you will take advantage of that. Stay tuned to Autism Live on the Autism Network as we talk more about how to play with these toys with our kiddos and how to build skills while they're having a really good time. And we wish you the happiest of holidays. Welcome back. I love that mosey thing. It's so hard to explain what the sensory feel of it is, but it's fabulous. So I hope that you guys enjoyed those, and I hope that you can see how you could connect with the individual that you love on the autism spectrum with some of those amazing things. I need to order a case of those moseys. You know what I mean? Because they're really lovely. So let me tell you a little bit about what's happening. By the way, make sure that, as I said at the beginning, start when you look at the toy guide, go to autismnetwork.com. Click on the top, it says Toy Guide Winners. Click on that. And if you hold it there, you see the drop-down menu that gives you all the different age categories. But if you hold it there, it will give you a landing page that has them there as well. So either way, you're good, right? Start with the age range for where the individual is. And then if that doesn't work for you, then branch out and please look at all the toys. Because that mosey, that was in the caregiver category, but obviously you could give that to a 7-year-old and they'd have a blast with it. So do take the time to look at the other categories because there's some great finds in there. Nicholas, I did find your email during the break and I wrote you back. So hopefully it just was in the set of things while we were gone that I didn't get. So it had arrived. It didn't go to spam. I just hadn't gotten to all of them yet. So please check. I sent back some questions for you, but I did get your email. All right. Tomorrow we have Dr. Doreen Grampiche live. I don't think we have her in the studio, but I think we have her live. She'll be doing Ask Dr. Doreen. We love your questions now or then. Then on Wednesday, we've got two amazing interviews for you. Excuse me. We've got Austin and Jason Riley from Racing with Autism. He is the first, and he certainly is the top ranked driver that identifies as being on the autism spectrum. This young man is so inspirational, and he and his dad and the relationship they have and their story, I am talking serious business here, so you're not going to want to miss that. And also, on the same day, we have an interview with Megan Griffin on Wednesday. She's got an important announcement about a study that she's doing. For those of you who have, and I know you do, have your feelings about ABA, both on, you know, there are some of you that love ABA and there are some of you who are out there who do not love ABA, and she wants to hear all of your stories. We're going to be talking with her about what that is for and why you would want to participate. That will be on Wednesday also. Then on Thursday, I don't know what we're doing on Thursday. I think we're doing more Toy Guide on Thursday. It's a week from Thursday that we have Let's Talk Autism with Shannon and Nancy, and Nancy Allspot Jackson will be joining me. We've got a great rabbi who's got an amazing program who's going to be joining us as well, and other guests that we'll look forward to talking with you about as well. So that's kind of what's happening this week. We're going to be back live tomorrow. Until then, please give your kiddos a hug from me and one for you too. Check out the Toy Guide. Bye-bye for now.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.